I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians in Nigeria's Zamfara state remain cautious after receiving threatening letters from extremists. The letters, delivered to local police stations, told Christians to close their churches or face death. Police have increased security for churches, but Fulani bandits now mostly control the rural areas of Zamfara state. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says it's not unusual for extremists to target churches during the Christmas season.
That seems to be what is happening in Zamfara state. A letter was delivered to the police saying, we're going to attack Christians, we're going to attack churches between now and Christmas. And so the police are certainly treating it as a credible threat. They have warned the Christian community. They have warned church leaders, hey, be on the alert, be cautious.
Ask God to protect Nigeria's believers and give them courage. And yesterday we learned how and why church networks are bringing Bible translation in-house. Today, we'll take a closer look at church-centric Bible translation with David Reeves of Unfolding Word. Unfolding Word provides tools and training so believers can translate the Bible for themselves.
They want to talk about Jesus in their own language. We're empowering them to be able to do that and doing it in a way that doesn't require our involvement.
One project helps believers in a former Soviet Union country.
They had never touched translation at all, but that community walk through this journey, the Russian team helping guide them this, and they translated 3 John by themselves.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
We're dealing with some of the most difficult parts of the world. We need prayer, hedge protection over our workers and the people we work with.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.